No, that impression was false. He must discard the instincts both of Earth and of space and reorientate himself to a new system of coordinates. He was not at the lowest point of this strange inside-out world, but the highest. From here, all directions were down, not up. If he moved away from this central axis towards the curving wall, which he must no longer think of as a wall, gravity would steadily increase. When he reached the inside surface of the cylinder, he could stand upright on it at any point, feet towards the stars and head towards the center of the spinning drum. The concept was familiar enough. Since the earliest dawn of spaceflight, centrifugal force had been used to simulate gravity. It was only the scale of this application which was so overwhelming, so shocking. The largest of all space stations, SINKSAT 5, was less than 200 meters in diameter. It would take some little while to grow accustomed to 100 times that size. The tube of landscape which enclosed him was mottled with areas of light and shade that could have been forests, fields, frozen lakes, or towns. The distance and the fading illumination of the flare made identification impossible. Narrow lines that could be highways, canals, or well-trained rivers formed a faintly visible geometrical network. And far along the cylinder, at the very limit of vision, was a band of deeper darkness. It formed a complete circle, ringing the interior of this world, and Norton suddenly recalled the myth of Oceanus, the sea which, the ancients believed, surrounded the earth. Here, perhaps, was an even stranger sea, not circular, but cylindrical. Before it became frozen in the interstellar night, did it have waves and tides and currents and fish? The flare guttered and died. The moment of revelation was over. But Norton knew that as long as he lived, these images would be burned on his mind. Whatever discoveries the future might bring, they could never erase this first impression. And history could never take from him the privilege of being the first of all mankind to gaze upon the works of an alien civilization.